Alrighty then, camera, podcast number 193. I think this is a good one. It's a very basic one. It's one that we've all talked about before. It's not necessarily something I advocate for, but the title for this one, is it greed or stupidity? Which one is it? Because that's all it ever falls into. And tonight we're going to be talking about why don't women like 50-50? And perhaps my understanding of what 50-50 is a little different. But earlier in the comments, I saw somebody say that if you do 50-50, women will start to hate and resent you. And I thought to myself, I'm like, why is that? Why is that? But I think I have an understanding as to why the woman said that. But you have to understand that there's a lot of conflict when you get into the whole 50-50 thing. And then you also try to run these narratives as if you're equal to them. But let's get into it. Podcast number 193. Before we get into it, guys, make sure you subscribe to the Spotify podcast. You can also donate to the podcast. They have a little thing on there. We got the monetization back. So we are getting paid again for the podcast, which is really good. But you still can donate to the Cash App. That's Khalid Bills, right? You can do that. Subscribe to the YouTube and subscribe to Patreon for more exclusive content. Oh, yeah. And Twitch. I'm on Twitch every day. I've been streaming from my phone, but we're still on Twitch every day. Come work out with me. And now that I got my phone and my fucking battery pack, I'll be streaming a lot more often. So anyway, but let's get into it. So why don't women like 50-50? Now, I think this is a really interesting topic. And honestly, it's not necessarily something that I advocate for. I don't necessarily believe that you can go 50-50 for a woman. Not saying that we're not equal, although that is the narrative for a lot of people, right? I do think that it is something that is like a, how do you say, I want to say a false truth. I don't know if that's the correct term to say. But I see a lot of women saying that, you know, if he's not paying all my bills, then I don't want him. Or if he's not paying some bills, then I don't want him. Right. And I always wonder why is that a thing? Why is it that if a man's not paying your bills, if he's not doing something for you, he can't have you? Now, I know not all women have that mindset. If we're being real, a lot of women can't afford to have that mindset. And only usually the women that have this so-called, like, I want to say, like, pretty privilege. And it may be a thing. And only the women that usually have this privilege usually say shit like that. But even still, it doesn't make sense. Now, my understanding of 50-50, now let's get a clear understanding, because I think sometimes there's a confusion for what 50-50 is. Now, my understanding for 50-50 is you have your own separate bills, right? And I have my own separate bills. And for some reason, one reason or another, we come together and commence some type of relationship. Now, I have my own separate bills. You have your own separate bills. I then offer to help you pay some of your bills, whether that be half, whether that be a third. Now, if you're doing that, the relationship is no longer 50-50, right? It's not saying, I'm not saying that you go, every time you pay, then the next time I pay. I'm not necessarily advocating for that. I don't think it's realistic. I think men are naturally bigger, they're stronger. I feel like naturally men, and even statistically, men usually do make more money. So my idea of 50-50 is helping you. But even still, some women think that that's bull. Some women think that that's bullshit. There are some women that will sit there and tell you that if he's not helping, if he's doing what I can do for myself, then I don't need him. Wait, like, where's the logic in that? Where's the logic in that? Now, personally, my personal beliefs, I grew up Muslim, so as a Muslim, you cannot be married. You cannot have a wife until you can take care of that wife on your own and the family. So the idea of 50-50 is not really a thing and the way I was raised. But now, with that being said, you have to understand that not everybody has those circumstances, especially today, even living in the United States. Not every one person is able or has the circumstances to take care of a whole family by itself, if we're being realistic. Most men don't. Most people don't. Now, if you are living below your means, if you are very good at budgeting, if you have good credit, then perhaps that can be something that is an actuality. That can be something that can happen for you. But most people don't have those circumstances, and most people don't have those type of disciplines. So when you talk about this idea of a man taking that care of everybody for himself, it's not always the case. So if you do believe that you should take care of your woman, and you do believe that you should take care of most things, so then 50-50 is not necessarily the thing for you. So maybe 60-40, 70-30, 80-20, perhaps, right? And if you have share the same beliefs that I do, that's probably where you fall under. But that's not even the problem here. The problem is the logic. The logic in some of the women that say, if he's not paying my bills, and this is the main thing. And I kind of get where they're coming from, but the logic is a little off. The women that say, like, oh, well, you know what? If he's not doing what I can already do for myself, then I don't want him. Meaning, if he can't already pay my bills, get my nails done, get my hair done, I don't want him. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting a female's hair done. There's nothing wrong with sometimes offering to get her nails done, right? I've been in past relationships where I had a girlfriend and I give her $100, maybe a week, $200. Sometimes, every other week, it wasn't always consistent, you know. But that's when I started making 10 grand a month. It's making 10 grand a month. Most Americans don't make that, right? And even if you say a good portion does, that's not everybody. And I didn't do that until I started doing that. And I was fucking, what, 29, 28 when I first started doing that? But my thing is, if a woman's saying, if he's not doing it, I don't want him. So this is my logic. And this is where the logic doesn't commute for me. If you're paying 100% of your bills, right? So you're paying 100% of your bills. And a man now comes forth and says, you know what? Hey, I know this month was a bad month for you. You know what? Hey, I'll pay your light bill, or I'll pay your car note. If you just have rent and the car note, maybe some other small expenses, I'll pay your car note. How much is your car note? $200, $300, $400? I got you. I'll do that for you. Now, say if he does that for 2 months, 3 months, but it's not consistent. He doesn't offer to do that all the time. You literally have women saying that is not enough. They're literally saying all or nothing. All or nothing. And that's the shit that's perplexing to me. Because you're right now paying 100% of your bills. You have this very nice gentleman that's coming to offer to pay a percentage. So if you had a chart, right, and you're paying 100 and he comes to pay 50 and he takes away half of that for you, you are now saving. You now have less of a burden. You have a helping hand. So why now if a man is paying 50%, going 50-50 with you on your shit? Mind you, if this is not your husband, I don't share that belief that that's something he has to do. Yeah, he's your man. He should want to take care of you because he loves you, because he cares about you, right? Because he cares about you, yeah, you should want to take care of your lady. But the problem comes in when you say, well, oh, you just doing that. You got to do more. You got to do this. That's where the fucking logic doesn't come, because honestly, you were just doing all that shit on your own. You were doing all that shit on your own, because you got to think about it like this. If we talking about we equal, I do everything on my own. Who the fuck pays my bills? Nobody. Rent, car note, insurance, my day-to-day bills. I got to get my hair done. Nobody's paying that for me. Am I asking you for help? Am I saying, hey, baby, let me hold $100. Let me hold it. You look at me, you broke-ass mother. Yeah, you call me everything under the sun, right? I'm looked at as like, but you see where the logic is flawed? You see how you say, well, oh, who's going to do this by their... No, if he can't do nothing for me, I don't need him. All right, so what if he's doing something, but he's not paying everything? Like, the logic doesn't make sense. So for a woman to say, oh, a man is supposed to do this. A man is supposed to do that. Yes, I have a belief where you should take care of your woman 100%. But it's not all about money. These people are coming together for the sake of God, right? For the religion. And probably because they genuinely love each other. And people don't understand, when you start a relationship that way, the onset of the relationship is fucking things up from the jump. You're fucking things up from the jump, 100%. And a lot of people don't even realize that. They don't. And my thing is, and this is another thing. And this is another thing that it's mind-boggling that if you never had a man to pay 100% of your bills, where the fuck is this ideology coming from? Where? Like, where does that come from? Especially if you're paying it on your own now. Oh, you never had a man, so you don't really know what that's like for to have somebody to pay all of your bills. But peep this. Even if you never had it, you currently aren't doing it. So if you currently don't have a man paying all your bills, and a man comes to the office saying, you know what? I'll take you out to eat. Even if he's not paying your bills, he say, you know what? I don't believe in paying bills until that's my girlfriend or you're my wife. Cool. But you know what? Every time we go out, I'll front the bill, right? I'll front the bill. If we go to the movies, we go out to eat. I got you. You don't have to do none of that. I'll drive. You leave your car at home. If you do drive, I'll give you gas. Still being a gentleman, but he refuses to pay your bills. Does that not allow you still to save money? Is that not still making your life a lot easier? And when women say this shit like, oh, well, you know what? If he ain't paying all my bills, if he ain't doing what I can do for myself, I don't want him. Where the fuck is the logic? Where's the logic? Right? Where's the logic? And this is the thing. You know, you have a lot of women that say, well, if you want a roommate, oh, you go get... No, you fucking dense bitch. That's not what we're saying. What I'm saying is your logic is flawed because I'm not asking you for anything. I already currently take care of all of my stuff. I don't need you for anything. Right? And these women who do this are almost fucking begging. It's like, you know... I'm not going to do it. I'm about to say some foul shit. But it's like... You have to understand, you are almost hurting yourself. If you are currently paying for everything on your own, and if someone offers to help you, you should take that help. But even furthermore, your relationship shouldn't start based off what a man can do for you. And if that's only financial, you are underestimating this man. A man is worth way more than finances. Peep this. Even if a man wasn't paying all your bills, right? Even if, and I don't advocate for this. I don't advocate for this at all. But even if a man wasn't paying all your bills, let's say if he was living in your house and he took care of everything. He took care of everything. He paid for all your groceries. He cleaned your house. Every time you came home, everything was clean. He did your laundry. But he just simply didn't pay your bills. Is that man not making your life easier? You don't have to clean clothes. You don't have to clean your house. You don't have to do dishes. You don't have to do laundry. Your refrigerator is full of food. Is that not helping you? Because I remember being in relationships and my girl coming home and fucking crying. I'm like, hey, babe, what's going on? I just had a tough day. Why are you crying? I just had a tough day. It's too much. I can't do this. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Out of nowhere. I can't. I know I said I would cook tonight, but I can't do it. Can we just order out? Yeah, no problem. I got you. Right? But see, women don't think about these things. Oh, if he ain't paying my bills, that's what... Women, they don't understand that men are worth more than just fucking money. So your mindset is fucked up from the beginning. when you come with this logic, right? So that's the first thing. It's like, if you don't currently have somebody paying all your bills and you want that, but you never had that, you got me fucked up. especially if a man's coming to offer to help you. And if saying, even if he's saying, all right, I won't pay all your bills, I'll help you this month pay your rent. I help you this month pay your car note. And that's still not enough. I can understand if you grew up rich and you grew up like that and your daddy paid for all your shit. But most of you ain't doing that. Most of you not doing that. And most of you aren't living like that. So where the fuck does this mindset come from? And that's not the biggest problem. Because besides the logic being completely fucked up, right? Because having some help is better than having no help. Especially when 80% of households in America are single parent households. So I know you motherfuckers need some help. I know that if I had a girlfriend that came home and cried because she had a tough day at work because bitches was gossiping about her. Motherfuckers gossip about me. Oh, well. That shit don't bother me at all. I have bigger and better problems to worry about. And I try not to worry about anything. Men are more than just finances. But even still, some help is better than none. It's like all or nothing. If you don't help me at all, I don't want anything. Fuck you. It's like, whoa. It's like literally you're making your life harder for yourself. And that's the shit that I just don't understand. But even more of a problem with this relationship, even for men, which you have to understand, is that when you, on the onset of a relationship, if it's strictly about money, if a woman says, well, if you ain't got no money for me, we ain't talking. And if you give in to this narrative, your relationship becomes completely transactional. Your relationship becomes completely transactional. I spoke to so many dudes who call me on this shit and they talk about, oh, if I don't take out the garbage, if I don't take my girl out to eat, she won't have sex with me. If I don't do this, I don't do that, she won't give me nothing. Because this is how you started your relationship. You led with your wallet. Now your relationship is completely transactional. That is not the type of relationship anyone wants. It's not. Because they're only the people or the women that have this type of mindset, and even men too, because some men, they'll lead with their money because they have no game, or they feel as if that's all they're worth is their wallet, which is not true, right? But your relationship becomes completely transactional. So unless you're doing something, you're getting nothing in return. And then that relationship becomes a one-way relationship. We don't want transactional relationships. We want validational relationships, right? Where a person wants our validation, where a person actually genuinely likes us, when a person wants us for us, right? And what's even crazier, when you're actually a good person and you have a good person, your actions and your beautiful character and, of course, your beautiful looks should make that man want to spend on you, should want that man to care for you when he actually loves you and cares about you, right? So when you come and saying, well, oh, if he ain't doing nothing for me, well, I don't want it. Well, you know what, fellas, do never lead a relationship like that. Because you're going to run into problems on problems on problems. Because if you lead a relationship with money and you lead a relationship with something that's transactional, well, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you, and you accept that from the jump, I promise you, if you ask her to pay bills for a month, be like, oh, I had a bad month, or I got laid off from my job, it's going to take me about 2 months to get back to where I need to be, or I only have savings in the bank for about 2 months, can you pay the bills this month and I'll get back to it next month, just give me a month to find a job, I promise you that bitch will leave you at a drop of a dime. Why? Because you led with your wallet and you made that relationship transactional from the jump. They will leave you when you're at rock bottom. Well, oh, you should have never been hitting rock bottom anyway. If you was doing it, why you fall off? Oh no, I'ma just leave. And the logic is fucked up once again too, because if you guys are living together, or if you've been paying for all her shit, even if you weren't living together, even if you were paying for all her shit all this time, treating her, she can't hold you down for nothing. It's a completely selfish and fucked up mentality. And not all women are like this, because I don't deal with women like this. I've never dealt with women like this. And I'll be honest, some women make exceptions for certain men. And it's true. And I made that in the podcast that I did last week about dating out of your league. Usually when a man is a little more of their type, they're a little more lenient, and that's the truth. It's the truth. They're a lot more tolerant of your fuck-ups. They're a lot more tolerant of your behavior. They're a lot more tolerant of a lot of things when they are more fond of you. But usually when you dating a woman and she's a little out of your league, if you ain't got no fucking game, a lot of men try to lead with their wallet. And that's when things become transactional. But once again, back to the point is, if you lead with your wallet, she will fucking leave you at rock bottom. Most of the time, 90% of the time. And these are not people who you should be with at all. At all. And another thing is, and this is what, like, you know, with AMS, if you guys remember AMS, and, you know, shout out to AMS. I learned a lot from AMS, although a lot of the things he used to do, used to say, I already was doing on my own. But those girls are easy manipulated. It's like how, you know how women, you know, they put on their makeup, they put their bundles or whatever the fuck, they do their hair, they're looking good. They may have a BBL, fake boobs, whatever. They're looking great. And it attracts men because that's what they want. That's what men like. They know they like sexy women. Well, same thing with a man. A man could be flashy. He could have a rental Lamborghini, right? He could have a Rolex. It could be fake. They wouldn't know the difference, right? Have some designer clothes on. Oh, they see that Rolex. Oh, they see that. You know, AMS would say that. He was like, yo, they see that Rolex. They see that Mercedes-Benz outside. They see this. Oh, they think you got money. If you got a decent place. Oh, and tell them you got other properties. Oh, they gonna come. Even if you pay for a few things. But then once you get the cheeks, boom. You gonna dip out on them when they start asking for more. I ain't paying for shit. But those are the girls that's easy manipulated because their mind is only set on one thing. And that's advice for them, right? Those girls get fucked easy. And obviously, it's so easy to deceive them. It's so easy to deceive. You deceive them so easy. Like, even if she says, oh, I like a man that's tall, get the fucking shoe inserts. If you 5'7", you'll be 6 feet. You double up on them. Get you a nice rental for the date. She a baddie. You think she's out of your league? But that's what I mean. I'm not advocating for it. I'm not advocating for it. But those girls are easily manipulated. Why? Because when they're only focused on one thing, when they start a relationship out not with it not being validational, when they're not genuinely interested in you, but interested in what you can do for them, they subject themselves to a lot of different things. They subject themselves to a lot of different lies too, you know? And that's the problem with that mindset. And understand, you want to have a relationship where things are validational and not transactional. You never want a relationship like that. You don't want a relationship with somebody just wants you for what you can do for them, and they'll never do anything for you. They're not willing to do anything for you. And when you hit rock bottom, you'll realize once that fucking money is gone, it's a wrap. You want somebody that's down for you. You want somebody that can hold it down for a little bit until you get back on your feet. That's if you ever, you know, if you ever hit rock bottom, which I wouldn't wish upon anybody. But the problem is the mindset is fucked up. And another issue with this is you can't say that you're equal to a man if you are now asking him to pay for everything. That whole equal shit is out the fucking door. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. You can no longer say you're equal. Because if we were equal, you wouldn't be asking me to pay for anything. That's what equals are. And this is the fucked up logic, I guess, where you get this the feminism from, who say, well, you're a man. You should do a man duties. All right, so what the fuck is the equal thing all about? Oh, that's different. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody's trying to hear that. Oh, we're equal. If we're equal, why do you need my money? Now, once again, I grew up with this belief that if you don't have enough money to take care of family, you can't have a family. Right? And anything your wife makes is hers. But that's religion teaching that. And usually when you marry a woman that has the same religion as you, you're not marrying, she's not fucking marrying you for the sake of your wallet. She's marrying you because your religion, she's genuinely interested in you, and there's love there. And there's a code of morals and ethics. Not, oh, I want you for your fucking wallet, and that's it. So yes, those rules apply, but those women also submit to their husbands, right? Not these, a lot of women nowadays who have this fucking mindset is, oh, well, you know, I want a man to pay for everything. My money is my money, and his money is also my money. but I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to submit to him. He can't tell me what to do. I'm still going out with my girls. He going to pay for it. He going to pay for me and my all types of crazy, unrealistic shit. It doesn't work. And it's sad because the only person that's being fooled is these women with this fucked up mindset. It's a fucked up mindset. And the only person that's losing is them. Because ultimately, the man that can do that for you is a man that's making pretty good money. And that's not most of society, sadly. Unfortunately, it's not. It's not most of society. Most of society isn't making money like that. Because even still, when I first made 10 grand a month, I still wasn't spending crazy. I still wasn't spending crazy. Trust me, if I'm making money, if I'm spending any money on my girl at the time, I'm making 10 times as much. So I was making $10,000, making $10,000 a month. I was giving her $200 every other week. It was every week sometime. It wasn't consistent, but that's because it was nothing for me. It didn't affect my pockets. My rent was like $1,000. My insurance and my car note was probably a total of like $600. It was fucking nothing. I had an excess of money. So me giving $200 was okay. Giving my girl an allowance was okay at the time. But if you don't have it like that, you shouldn't give into this stupid ass fucking narrative that, you know, oh, I'm going to take care of you and do all this stuff. And I'm not being compensated in return. Meaning I'm getting nothing out of this. Not saying that you have to give me the same amount of money, but if I'm not getting nothing out of this, what the fuck is the point? What is the point? What the fuck is the point? It doesn't make sense. This doesn't work out. This mindset is fucked up. And the only people that are being fooled is the women. Because you think that you're equal to a man, but then you're not behaving or conducting yourself as if you're equals. I don't believe that we're necessarily, I believe men and women are equal in the eyes of God, but I don't believe we're the same. Yes, we're equal as human beings. We should be treated the same. But we have different roles. Just a little different when it comes to that. But anyway, guys, we're going to wrap this podcast up. And I think we'll take a few questions. I am on streaming on only on YouTube and on TikTok. But anyway, guys, before we end this podcast off, make sure you subscribe to the Spotify podcast. Make sure you check out the podcast. You can also have like a monthly donation for the podcast. Hit the link in the bio for that. And also, you guys can subscribe to the YouTube channel. This podcast will be on YouTube video form. It is video recording. We've been doing a lot better quality. Also, subscribe to the Twitch. We're on Twitch every day. Meet me in the gym. See my day-to-day workouts. It's Nation Hip Hop 516, and you guys can donate to the Cash App. But anyway, all right, we'll take some questions. So if you guys want to speak on TikTok, just invite yourself up, and we will start this conversation. We're going to end this podcast off, though.